Memtes. Sif Beis. Arba Amish Sha'omru, this halacha of caring for Amis, is Heinu Balach Sonon. It means they, together with the diagonal. Shimsa Shehem Chomish Amos Ushloisha Chomosh. So it's a total of 5 3/5 Amos. Based on the calculating the square root of 2 as 1.4, which is a little bit fairly approximate. So it ends up being 5 3/5. There's someone who add, however, even though the chi of the raisa is only if he carries 5 3/5 amo, shemi arba amos at chomesh u'shloisha chomoshim potav alaser. More than 4 until 5 3/5 is going to be aser mirabon. Zaktim shibur and sekatan rov. Hein balach sonon. Klarma the shir arba amos who. The measure of 4 amas means that the person is carrying 4 amas to be chayv and v'shusarabim means the area of 4 amas which is generated, including the diagonal. Shenu chayv elim kain tiltil kishir sha'olo halachsin shal arba amas. He's only chayv if he carries the amount it would take to go at an angle if he create a box of 4 amas. So he goes off. Again, so picturing the square being based on the Ruchas Olam. So if you go directly north, you'd only have to go, seemingly, you'd only have to go 4 amas. But if he wants to go northeast, it would be 5 3/5. Then he says, no, that's not correct. Well, let me boy, im tiltol la lachson ha'olam. Not only in a case where he goes at the angle of the world, so in that case, again, he's going northeast, or northwest. He's going at an angle. That's called a diagonal according to the world. So that needs a shear of 5 3/5. If he carry, he goes east-west, or north or south. We still, to be chayv, he has to carry 5 3/5. So he always creates this box, giving him the benefit. So so instead of, if you do a face, you know, do north, right, so he would, the box would look like this, so he's only getting 4 amas. So we make it the box tilted, so he's going to get the whole diagonal by going north. No matter any direction that he goes, so he always gets 5 3/5. Now we'll see. There's going to be a limitation in this, Mr. Bura. In the Sivkotin tests. Okay. Yesh Misharmer, Chenis Kimu Achrenim. He said some say that, beyond 4 amas, from 4 amas until 5 3/5, it's also mirabonin. Shemir 4 amas. Even this opinion agrees that less than 4 amas is mutter l'chadchila, and a person is allowed to carry within that area. Okay, now test. Potter v'loser. Zoyi das Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's a sister the Rabbanan over here from 4 amas until 5 3/5. V'ayin v'rosha calls up the Gamma Rambam v'ayin at the hecha shebira loy 4 amas l'taltu behem. In a case where he didn't just carry, but he's here for whatever reason, and he needs to carry, he says, okay, this is going to be my area. And he sort of establishes this is going to be his area. And there's a question, is it enough just to decide it, or he has to actually walk it? But if he says, I'm going to be, as opposed to a one-time carrying, he'll be moving things around over here, he's staying over here, he's eating over here, he's stuck here, whatever it is, he's going to be here for a while, and he's using the area. So if he sets up, if he establishes his box, and he wants to now carry to the edge of the box, which means the diagonal, Even the Rambam agrees, the Gros says, that if you're carrying one time, you start carrying, so you start going, I want to go to the Lachsen. So my Hechatez, that's the Lachsen. But if I make my box, and I actually am using the box in the area, I'm allowed to go all the way to the edge of the Lachsen. He wants to go straight. He hasn't designated his Dalet Amos. So the day, according to Rambam, in that situation where he hasn't designated, he only gets 4 Amos without the act. In case he hasn't designated. So it creates an interesting din. There's, like you said before, the pasuk, the makor of the pasuk is a concept where a person gets a certain area to use. So that area that he gets to use, he actually is allowed to use it. You know, it's mutar lechatchila, and he's allowed to move things around with that area as long as he's not going beyond that dalet amos. So he even gets the corner. He gains the corners also. With that, the madat kaimalon im hever chavitz mishus harabim arba amos hein malach sedon dechayim. That which the halacha is if he goes 4 amos plus the diagonal he's chayim. Dafik shahoya shirze bein mokum akiris hachepitz lahanachosu. The item has to be picked up, carried 5 3/5 amma, and then put down. Tahanu shenich hachepitz michus the shirze. He puts it down beyond that area. Amhoya mokum anachos hachepitz b'serch shirze. He put it down within this imaginary box. A feel of rock makes social shalach chavitz. Even a part of the chavitz is still inside, is potter. He did not carry it a full distance of 5 3/5 amos. So, it's not defined by the distance that the person walked with the chavitz. He might have walked this way a little bit and this way a little bit. The point is, from the starting point where he went till he put it down, there has to be a distance of 5 3/5. So he walked a little bit first to the west, and then he came back, and you know, without stopping, he continued back towards the east. So he carried the item more than from the point where he turned, it might be more than 4 amos. But the kira to the hanocha was less than 5 3/5 amos. So in that case, he's going to be potter. So you get a little bit of a feel from this concept. You know, we saw it in Sefalov a little bit. You see it over here even more. There's really a concept of a place for the person. So the Balamor says that that's why there are lamates malachas. So one of the lamates malachas is the last one is hutsam rishus to rishus. Why isn't there a 40th malacha called marva dalet amos? I mean, hutsam and marva really two different malachas. There's hutsam, which is an act of transferring from one rishus to the other. There's a halacha of transporting it, dalet amos, which is a rabbim, it's sort of a dinim. So Balmor says, because the yisod of the concept is taking, he gets a makam, and he's taking it beyond his makam. So it's also similar in a certain sense to the idea of a hutsah. You're taking it out of that makam that we gave you a place as your place in the rishus to rabbim, and you're taking it beyond that, so it's all included in the malacha, or under the umbrella of the concept of hutsah, rishus to rishus. But once you learn this halacha, you read the halacha, like it's carrying dalet amos. What do with some rishus to rishus? You see this concept over here, like mamash, you get a box, and you can carry within the box, etc. You see the concept, it's really a concept of a makom when you're carrying it beyond your makom. That's why it's also. Again, it's a halacha much misina. I wouldn't know it misora, but once I see it, I at least can perceive it goes under that umbrella. Okay, gimel. A person can pick up an item in Shus HaRabim. If there's a fellow who's within 4 amos nearby, I can give it to that person. And that person can then, within his 4 amos, we said it's Mutar L'Chachila to move it, he can give it, he can give it to the next person. Even though eventually what happens is this item can travel many miles in the Rishus many milin in the Rishus HaRabim will be mutter, because each person is only moving within Dalet Amos.
Uh,
since the item started here, there's a lach of tchum. So you can't take the person's items also have a limit of tchum. His tchum. So they can't carry it beyond as far as he's allowed to travel. The item can't go past where he's allowed to go. Okay. V'yesh mishu'osho, there's someone who said that this situation is not permitted to keep, you know, passing it from person to person to person. Finally, Abbasim Mishan Aleph, Sif Membez. Okay, Mishan Berurah explains all these points. Let's see Mishan Berurah. Yod. So it's mutter to pass it from person to person. Da'af agav. Dilakamon Sif Hei. Isa. The Adam Echad also Lahalach Achevitz Pachas Pachas Me'arba Amos. One individual cannot pick it up, go less than 4 hours, stop, and keep doing that, and then move it again, less than 4 hours, keep doing that. That's called Pachas Pachas Medalat Amos. One individual person cannot do that. Why not? Because they're afraid the Shema, you have a Reno Arba Amos Babasachas. So one time you might go too far and carry it a full Dalat Amos. So, one, he says the same thing over here. Reuven carries a lesson for Amos, gives it to Shimon, carries a lesson for Amos, gives it to Levi. So maybe one of them might go too far. Like, what's the difference? He says, no. That's not a concern. It was over there, this Reuven's going to be carrying it all the way. So he's got to get it from point A to point B. And he has to remember every single time he stops to make sure he stops in a short... But he's the one who's going to carry it all the way. So he has a distance goal, which he needs to accomplish. So we're afraid that he might stop, might forget to stop short enough each time. And one time he might forget, might go too far. But each individual person only has to deal with one time Dalat Amos that they can keep track of. Plus you have the fact that, I mean, this whole thing, you know, each one's there to remind the other one, you know, there's more than one person involved. Okay, each person can carry it, and as long as they don't take it past this tchum. You can't take it past the owner's tchum. In the place where the person established himself at the beginning of Shabbos. So the item is not defined by where it starts Shabbos, it's defined by where the owner starts Shabbos. The more you use the lashon, you can carry it, the mea milin. Right? So that's that. You can't really have mea milin on Shabbos because you have a limit of a tchum is 1 mil. So how do you get mea milin, 100 mil? He says, well, unless you say, oi, the mar b'chef say hefker she'en lehem ba'ilim v'chaim alon d'lekonu shvisa. As long as the person is not carrying it, nobody's carrying it along the way, it never becomes defined of having a place, and there's no limit to how far it can go. But so the case is, it's hefker. Comes along the Achrayim, and they say, but boy shall use kam and shum on and behag bosins. But each guy is holding it. As soon as one guy decides to be carrying it, so the guy, he gets his tchum. Whoever acquires it, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was ownerless, and normally the tchum was defined at the beginning of Shabbos, what the chiddush over here is that the ikar tchum of the item is really defined by the owner. Once it becomes an owner on Shabbos, it gets his tchum on Shabbos.
I thought am I mistaken? I thought there was no concept of acquiring something on Shabbos. Or is that only in regards to gifting?
You're not supposed to. No, they didn't say it doesn't work.
Oh, I see. Okay, it does work. Okay.
Right. Correct.
It says Harbid B'nei Adam. So, what if two people want to do this?
Keep it back and forth. We'll see. We'll talk about it. I think Mishra talks about it.
Wait, you mean like hot potato?
Right. Right. Let's talk about it. Bir Locha talks about it? Yeah, the Bir Locha talks about it. So the Bir Locha points out that he would see the Lashon of the Mechaber sound like two people is not enough. He brings a prima godum, it sounds as though the two people is enough, that you keep going back and forth, and that's also okay. Now, what's interesting is that prima godum is a case over there was a case of Misha Hikshik. So Misha Hikshik, that's true. I mean, the Mikra, then we even, if we have no other option, we let the person do pachas and Delad Amas. The person was traveling Arab Shabbos, he has all of his possessions with him, he has his. We don't find up come up some solution of being matter the rabbonim. We're afraid the guy might do with the rice. So we're matter using an animal, which you know we're matter using a child. We're matter a person carrying less than dalad amas each time. So we're matter different things. So we're matter. We're there. If you have two people, double up, right? Keep going back and forth. And that's not raya. That's mutter the chachila. That's mutter over there. And that, under those circumstances, that's mutter. But to do the chachila, the lashon shulchan aruch said, yeah, no problem. There's like 100% okay. That the prima godum is taking from there to this concept over here, that's mamash mutter, that's mutter gom. Shulchan Aruch sounds like, no, that's not mutter gom, two people passing off to each other. Many people is mutter, but two would not be mutter. Over there, it's mutter because of the circumstances.
Where? What about three?
Hash, the point is, the point being that you're not reusing the same people. So wouldn't the difference two or three wouldn't be the same problem. Do you say at some point in time it becomes this, you know, there's 100 people, can you be the 101st repeat? You do this, I don't know.
Well, why can't you use the same people?
The idea behind each person only carrying Dalai Lama is we're not afraid one person one time will forget to go more than Dalai Lama. But if I, whereas one person can't do it because they're afraid, I got to get all the way over there. So I'm going to, one time, maybe, you know, I have that goal in mind over there, and I got to get it there, I might one time go too far. So, when it's just, each person only carries it one time, it's not his, he has to deal with this little thing. But you keep going back and forth, again, I'm end up dealing with the long distances and my responsibility to some, so, the same problem. Yud Beis, Mishayesh Mishayesher, V'dayezu Apa Mokam Shatira L'taltu Pachos Mer Ba'amis. So this sheet which holds that you're allowed to keep going back. The sheet which holds over here that you cannot keep passing from person to person. Even in a case where they allowed you to carry pogs and arbamas, kigar misha hikshuk libederach, a muskir besimin reisam alof sev zayin, a bemoitz tefillin, a muskir besimin shen alof sif membeis. Ayyadei Kamanoshim is Osir. So now over here we're going to hear a swear of the opposite. The Ramata, this guy, he's got a situation he needs to take care of. Take care of it. So go Pachas over the Dalai. Get 50 people involved. So you're like making a major rash guddle of how to circumvent Shabbos. So Mishum Dika Zilus the Shabbos. It's sort of insulting to Shabbos. You're cheapening the Shabbos. Zilus is you're cheapening it. In other words, I had this whole chever involved. You got to deal with it. Don't get so. One sheet holds that many people is more mutter. The other sheet holds the opposite. Many, even in cases where it's mutter one guy is mutter, but many is not because there's the elusive the job.
But I thought for that reason, I mean, it's solely mutter to carry within your own dalad amos, right?
Correct.
So if somebody is in sort of encroaches on your dalad amos, and it's theirs and yours are sort of lined up. Where does it start to become this gray area where it's really not such a great idea anymore?
Again, the goal is to get it from place A to place B.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right, because it's not so wonderful to do on Shabbos. It's not the best thing to do, but that's more of like a pseudo morality call versus like okay. You have this thing that's totally mutter to do. So, well. At what point is like, you know, that's not so nice to do?
Possibly once you go beyond the people immediately adjacent to me. Okay. So I'm interacting with these two people, the person next to me, so I'm allowed to interact with him. But, you know, it's not going anywhere, it's going from here to there.
Uh-huh.
This is going from here to there, and there's 50 people lined up, that's not acceptable. What about 49? Also not. Okay, Yud Gimel Einli Elsim Mishin Aleph. What's the learner? So the Shom Sosam and Mechaber Kedei Rishon LaHakil. the case of the tefillin, they found tefillin out in the field, and you didn't want to leave it out in the field, it wasn't going to be covered for the tefillin, wouldn't be good for the tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch said, we're going to rely on this opinion, you can pass it from person to person. But that was the tzarech of the tefillin. But if you don't have a real need to do this, we should not. It'd be preferable not to be mekel. Veda. The mashiyitah mechaber lahalacha yadei harav bnei adam enol moel chiim linyan halacham brishus harabim or bekarmelis. This allows you to transport it many throughout the length of the brishus harabim or the karmelis. Avolah lahoytzim brishus hayachal the karmelis. This doesn't address the issue of transferring from one rishus to the other, rishus yachid to the karmelis, or the karmelis to the rishus yachid. That is not going to solve. That the two people doing it is not mutar l'chatchila. While kein lo yofa oisim ezekilas b'shabbos, some people which do the following, some cities would do the following. Shenosim sefer Torah the basic knesses, v'holken derech rechayv. They take the sefer Torah from the house where it's stored. They want to keep it in a house where it's stored that's safer overnight. They want to take it to the shul Shabbos day, so they pass it from person to person. So you'll argue that the people in the street from person to person is not a problem, but how'd you get out of the house into the street? So A passed it to B, but that's not mutter. Shiel kaponim karmelis ayirei hashotem yechel lechaver v'pachos me'arbamis. But v'oisin isser b'mashem etzion mina bayis the rechayv. That would you take it out of the house into the street. That is not going to be mutter. Even though it's a case of Zeoikim Zemaniach, one person is doing the act of Akir, one doing the act of Hanacha, that's not mutter the Chachila.
Even
to a Karmelis. The Zelo Mahani Yashota, that which you're passing one person to the next, doesn't help. Bitaz Shadaito Dafa Yere Alkum Osalutsim in Abayas. The Taz takes it a step further and says not only can you not have a Jew do this, you can't even have a non Jew do this. Mm-hmm. He'll be the one who takes it out of the house, and then everybody else will pass it from person to person. So the Mishnah Berurah over there talks about the case where you want to bring the kid instead of doing the bris in the house.
Sif katan kaf.
What did I say?
Age.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you, sir. So you'd want to, instead of having the bris in the house, you want to bring the child to the shul. So how do you bring the child? There was no eruv. So you want to use the goy to have the goy carry it. So then he said, "There's no head to do that. Just do the meal in the house." I mean, it's not like it's an option which doesn't exist. It's more exciting, you know, when you get more people can come, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. But there's no need, even though Mila is Decha Shabbos, there's no need to be make on Shabbos for the purpose of taking him to the shul. The Birlocha says that the Taz understands that there's a gzeir over here. They're afraid that people will come to be machlif a karmelis with they'll confuse a karmelis with the rishus harabim. We'll end up doing this in rishus harabim situation where then you're dealing with that, and that's definitely usur. So that's why they didn't want to have a situation of a goy carrying it out. And that's his kasha. It's just the tzarich mitzvah. That's his kasha. And he says, because people will come to the he believes the Taz understands this is sort of a gzera that people will confuse the two. Say, karmelis and rishus harabim.
Is that gzera?
Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, yes. It's a gzera, but it's. You find many times that Chazal. You know, make zero because they felt that under circumstances, if you wouldn't create the second one, the first one wouldn't last. If people are gonna, if that's something which is very common, people will be machlev karmelus or shizurabim, so you'll have a goyim carrying shizurabim for people. That's not acceptable.
Even by shvus.
Even by shvus.
And do we say that stam v'yesh halacha k'yesh?
If you have stam and yesh, the halacha is like the yesh. The halacha is like the stam. Yesh or yesh, the halacha is like the first, is like the second yesh. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah's hakara was that meeker than its mutter, like the stam, and then the yesh is your chashish for it in a situation you don't really need to do it. Okay, dalit.
Your chashish for it in a situation
where there's no real need, it's not a mitzvah.
No
real. Dalit. Ho yushnaim, there's two people there. Mixes amasir shal zeh, besech amasir shal zeh, and they overlapped. Kashish b'neim sheish amas, there's six amas in between the two of them. So there's a two ama overlap. So the lochas mavi and barachlan bam. So we allow them to come and have a meal together in the middle. They can join each other, and that's okay. And vulvach lo yotzi kol echad mitech shaloi the sech shachaveroi. He shouldn't go beyond his space and go into the other person's space. You know, carry his items into the other person's space. And we're not going so the person might forget and do that. We'll allow you to eat together. Okay, now let's say
Hoyu Shlosha. Allow the people to eat.
Correct. Hoyu Shlosha, there was three people. And so he moved the Benayim. And so the outer person, two of his amas overlapped in the middle guy. Another person, two of his amas overlapped in the middle guy. They didn't overlap with each other. He's overlapped by both of them. So Kigoyin Shabena Shnaim Achitzena Mishmona Amos. There's a distance of eight Amos between the two outer ones. So Mr. A can carry to the edge of his four Amos. Mr. C can carry the edge of his four Amos, and they can't overlap with each other because. But the fellow in the middle, I'm saying Mutter Im Kol Echod Mechitzonim B'Mashar Arba Musav Muvloy Masach Shaloi. He can join Mr. A in Mr. A's two amas. He can join Mr. B in Mr. B's two amas that they overlap. And again, we don't make a gzera. We have the middle guy join other people. The outer people might join each other. We're not worried about that. Each one will keep to his own area. Sivkat Nyadal. Ho Yishnayim. Hanash Echad Yeshla Devar Michael. So one person has something which is in the beginning of his four amas. Mm-hmm. And so they got to get it from their four amas to the middle. There's an area of six amas between the two of them. The outer two amas of each one of them is Muvloyim and Zebes Hechzeh, overlap. So they can both bring to those two middle amas. Each one has its four amas, that's part of his four amas, and they can eat over there. He's in the middle of the eight. He has a food. Part of his four amas overlaps with A, part of his four amas overlaps with C. He has two amas in each direction. So two people can carry in that. Mr. A and Mr. B can carry in two amas on that side. And Mr. B and Mr. C can carry two amas on that side. And other guys can't. The other people can't. Okay. Hey. Also, Chazal did not permit you to carry an item a distance of less than four amas, and then repeat that in order to transport it somewhere. You can't do that because afraid a person might go too long, too far, and then he's already set the rice. Vafilu ben Ashmoshes, Vafilu ben Karmelis, even. even in the Karmelis, which is the Rabbanon, and even in Ben Shemashas. We'll see what's the Chiddush Ben Shemashas in Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Test Zion. Also Loharlich. The Chashin and Shema Yerel Yehovah Loharlich Arba Amos Bebasachas. He might one time go a full four Amos. Zim the Law Badaita, because he might forget. Also the day Yisrael Raisa. And that's an Yisrael Raisa. So he said, you know, don't do this. Okay. Now, B'yesh Pama Mishet Tiro Pachos Me Arba Amos. There are times which Chazal did permit it, like the case of Misha Hichshich, or the case of the Tefillin. Al Pamachas Pachas and Al Amos. You have that in your Mishnah Berurah. Al Pamachas Pachas and Al Amos is Mutter. That really doesn't belong there.
In parentheses.
You have a parenthesis? Yes, it doesn't really belong there.
I don't have the word Mutter.
We'll get the, because yeah, I added the word Mutter in. There are times when Chazal were matters to carry it many times less than four amos. Finally, Abba Simon raised some of Sif Zion, which is the case of a person traveling Erev Shabbos, and it was Misha Hichshich. So he has to transport the item to get his valuables, whatever they are. And Abba Simon Shin Alev, Sif Membe, is the case of a person finds tefillin out in the streets. And the case, Simon Shin Ches, Sif Yud Ches, Ayin Shom, which is. If you find a kites in the Rishus HaRabim, and you're afraid it might damage people, you're allowed to move it to the side to get it out of the flow of people, if necessary. Even moving it pachas pachas medalat amos. Now, without kikshemal kama pamim pachas pachas miarba amos, avol pamachas pachas miarba amos mutar k'moshe kosev b'reish simon reishes simon. Within your first dalat amos. The first time, that's definitely mutter. Now, pachas pachas medalat amos, we're saying that that's aser drabbanan. So mikri pachas al yedei she'omad lafush bein time. He stopped to rest. Davik mashiniach chepetz la'aretz. It's like he put it down. Of him omad b'tach arba amos l'sakan maso. He stopped. What's called the katev, to the Mora calls it, which means to adjust the package. It's like he didn't stop, and if he continues to carry it further, that case would be not only also would be chayiv because he carried. So he just stops to adjust. That's not called an amida. That is considered if you put it down. Take a look over here in the Sharet Sin and Yudches. That's the Magen Avraham. That's really based on the Gemara. Because we say when the person stops, it's as if you put the item down. It's only if he stops to rest. Over there it says that the Peshit holds that you have to actually put the item down or sit down each time. That whichever matter you to carry a pachas pachas in the dalat amos, it means you would clearly stop each time. Is that the Mishnah Berurah? Is that the Sharet Sin really? And yes, died in the near the kuli amos mina Torah mikri amida feeling him loy amad lafush behedya rak mishal ezo siba shemino leilich. The person stopped because. Some other reason which prevented him from going, not because he needed to rest. As long as Kimishle Omer the second Derech Maso, as long as he didn't stop to adjust his item to fix it, because that is an action which is made, which is done to facilitate walking. So it's not interruption of the walking. The Rak Oz Koshes Kamahalik. Only that's considered Kamahalik. But a person stops for any other reason. That's called stopping, like, it's equivalent to stopping lafouche. So in other words, a person stops by a red light, that's called, I didn't stop to rest, I stopped because of the red light. That's called amida lafouche for this halacha. Because you didn't stop to address, facilitate your walking further.
What
does lafouche mean? To rest, lashon of the nafash. Mach omer gemar lafouche, the rak lafouche, shalom of. So that's very important in halacha, because so a person, I mean, this halacha is the same halacha. A person's carrying, on, you know, walks out on Shabbos. We spoke about, you know, last week. Right, the person finds something in his pocket. So if he stopped by a red light, it's called that the item was had been at rest. So it had been put down outside of the Rosh Hashanah already. But if you just stop to adjust it, it's like it didn't stop. And he brings a raya from a Gemara. So he says the Rebbe Yochum's need for the person to sit down comes very strange then, if that's the truth. He says he means the Rabbanan. He means it doesn't mean he's Masim, it's not a Cheshash of the Raisa. He says this way is the best way to make sure the person doesn't make any mistakes by sitting down each time. Not that he means it's a Raisa need. Okay. Finish up the Mishabura. The Mishabura. You don't have to sit down in that situation. The Mishabura is a Machmirim, but he says Mikradin, it's not.
And you don't have to place it down either.
So, what happens is, you have a situation where he's only stopping because the law says he has to stop. So he's not really stopping to rest. That was the issue over there. How do we done? He's not stopping to fix it. On the other hand, he's not stopping to rest. He's stopping because he's got to stop, not to be a renovator. So Ben Yeruchim seemed to understand that that's not called a valid stopping. So you got to either put it down or sit down. So Richard Ruhr says, I don't see why that's true. That's not true. That's called stopping. Anything. So that therefore, that's sufficient. And he goes, that's definitely sufficient. Which is an Issa Drabonon, who spake of Drabonon. It's Benish Moshes with the Suffolk with Shabbos. And you're dealing with Issa Drabonon, because carrying Pochus, Pochus, and Allah was only Issa Drabonon. Bekilu, Bekilu, and Zebesim, Shem Beis. So we had before that certain, most Drabonon's Chazal did not institute during Benish Moshes. Over here they did do that. Why? Kivan to carve lovely ayirezeli day malachot the raisa because of him tve. This concern that a person might go one time too long is a very significant concern, and therefore it's very close to the chazal. Therefore, also even in a situation where it's benish moshes. Philip of Carmel is the time the Mokel Bazel cover of Dorosh Yoloch Arbaamis Babasachas. Again, if you're going to be mad to the guy, to the Tat says, if you're going to be mad to the fellow to do it in a Carmel, is one time you say, you know, look, this is ridiculous, just go a little bit further. It's all Darbonon. So we're afraid that that's what might happen. Bear at the Gerah Kosovatam, the guy says a different explanation. The Chodorosh also Rishus Arabim Mishum Shvus, who Adin Shosu Bekarmelis. Chazal gave a karmelis all the lachas of a Rishus Rabbim. So whatever is also the Rabbanon in Rishus Rabbim is also the Rabbanon in the karmelis. Now, if you get Benish Moshes Gam Kain, so it's in the karmelis, which is the Rabbanon, and it's Benish Moshes. What about that? That's mutter. So that creates a situation where beginning of Shabbos, a person has something, so it's not a case of Meshech Shabbaterich. It wasn't like he's carrying his wallet with him, whatever he wants. If it's Benish Moshe still, and you're carrying it a Carmelist, you want to go Pochot, Pochot, it's Mutter. Achavim of Orle, Abbasim, and Shem, and Bezal, Tira Shmuz, Benish Moshe, Kim, Litzarch, Mitzah, Elbim, Mokam, and Tchak. But that halacha, that we do not make the Rabbanans, Benish Moshe is only in the case of either Tzarch, Mitzah, or there's a real need. Efshad Hochanami, Ein Lahoka, Elbaku, God said, you would need either one of those criteria to allow you to be Mekel, Benish Moshe in that situation. Okay. So in other words, so it means we're getting an interesting din over here. Even though they were saying that even though it's two drabonans and tzarech mitzah, that's not, we don't say shus to shus and tzarech mitzah is a mutter. That's what we're saying over here, because we're going to give it all the chumras of Rishus Rabbi Mamash. Okay, let's hold it by getting a shin on.